In verse 15, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you spiritual wisdom, right? Huh? Or the wisdom of the Spirit, thank you, which is revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of God's calling, and the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us word, who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand, in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and mind and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And so we said, Jesus is seated, or is set, at the right hand of God. We began to look at God's right hand, and we said, God's right hand is a codified language for what? For His power. It saves. And we said, is it a geographical location? So it's not like Jesus seated at Otun. We said He's set at God's right hand, so power and authority. You know, Mark 16 told us that when He had finished speaking to them, He ascended up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Now, Matthew did not tell us He sat at the right hand. He told us in another way. He said, all power is given to me. They are saying one and the same thing, in just in different ways. Is it making sense? Matthew will call it, all power is given to me. Mark will say, He's seated at the right hand. We said, He's seated on the throne of God, which is heaven. Heaven is God's throne. We've seen that, Abby? Come on. Heaven is God's throne. And we said, not only that, He is now set to come in the clouds of heaven. We saw that in the afternoon. In Matthew 26:64, where He said, hereafter, not too long from now, you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. Coming in the clouds of heaven. And we said, that's not talking about rapture at all. Are we able to do a proper study in the afternoon? I think so. Right? We said, coming in the clouds of heaven, he is going to do it through His church. Through His church. So the church of God now becomes God's channel for power. What did I say? The church of God has become what? God's channel for power. If you are looking at how God is going to demonstrate His power today, He's going to do it through His church. The church is not a building. You are in the church of God. And so if there is a believer that you shy away from the power gift, then there should be questions. We said the right hand of God is full of power. We've seen it. We saw it in Egypt. Let my people go. What kind of instruction is simpler than that? Talk to me. Is it a simple instruction? Huh? Let my people go. He said, who sent you? He told him the name. In case you think that God was even obstinate. No, he wasn't. He told him the name. I am. He said, I am what? I am that I am. Let them go. Say why? So that they can serve me. God answered every question. So that every man is without an excuse. He said, so that they can serve me. Pharaoh said, nah. Then Moses threw his rod down. Again, what did Isaiah call that? Moses' right hand. Abi? And he called it the glorious hand of God. We saw it now. I said, when you were sleeping. He threw his rod down. Pharaoh said, rod to serpent. That's apprenticeship magician stuff here. So he called his magician. He said, call the interns. Don't call the chief magicians. That's an insult. So they threw their own rod to them. Turned to serpent. Aaron said, oh God. I should have just turned it to an elephant or something. But as before we counted 1 to 4, Moses' serpent swallowed the remaining serpent. The right hand of God. Pharaoh said, hey, I will let them go now. He didn't. Then, miracles upon miracles upon miracles, nothing happened. He did it. Then destruction came, which we taught, was it recently? Let there be light. Please, that teaching is important.
It's a series we just started, Let There Be Light. It's focusing on shedding light on Genesis and Exodus. Destruction happened. We saw the destroyer, right? And we saw the savior. And the moment all the firstborn children of Egypt died, Pharaoh got on board. Who was this? What's this? This is our future. The leaders of tomorrow. All leaders of tomorrow, they kill them in one night. So you guys can go. But the enemy is not that soft. Hallelujah. What did I say? It's not. It's not. You go to preach the gospel to someone and you think the devil is just going to release like that. You've got to be fierce. There are people who the devil wants to have in bondage all life long. You alone, Igba. What did I say? You are the one that will not accept it. That's literal. You are the one to refuse. So after Pharaoh said, they can go, you guys have done enough. As they were going, Jeje, they messed up, they collected all the good. God did not ask them to do that one. But you know when you are attacking, and people are packing bus, you just keep attacking them. You say, Egypt can be gentle like this. Give us your gold. They give, give me your car. That Lexus, I know. Give me that Lexus. That one actually Lexus, one 2000. No. 2019. That's Israelite. They collected everything. Pharaoh now looked at Egypt. What's not the point? You collected gold, you collected everything. Let's just chase. If we die, we die. And they got to the sea. The sea in front, war at the back. Where do you run to? You run to God's power. And Moses said, what should I do? God said, why are you talking to me? When you are turning water to blood and everything, was I there? What's in your hand? Stretch it forth. And Moses says something remarkable. The Egyptians you see today, you see them no more. It means that things can turn around. The right hand of God has power. What did I say? Look at Acts 3. In Acts 3, are you with me? Verse 1. Now Peter and John went together to the temple at the hour of prayer. That means there's something called hour of prayer. You know, some people don't like hearing about prayer. Everything about Christianity. Say, I just like to praise my God. All I want to do is say thank you. I remember I was praying with someone some time ago. The dad was sick. And so I was on campus at Blute. And I was she messaged me that the dad had some issues and all that and all that. It was beyond medical, right? It was beyond medical. They've tried treatments. They flew him out of the country. They brought him back. So she called me and it was... So I told him, let's go to Hall 36. I think they banned the place for prayer now. Prayers used to be prayer ground. So when we got there, I said, let's just pray. Then she started saying, Father, we thank you for my dad because he's healed. Ah, thank you, Ke. Don't thank him yet. Amen. Amen. He didn't say, when you see the sick, you thank me for the sick. No. He said, you heal the sick. James says, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. He didn't say the thanksgiving of faith. Thanksgiving is good. Amen. Thanksgiving is supernatural. But you must regard prayer. It's the same thing you see with this generation. I'm part of your generation, but I'm not part of that nonsense. He was talking about manifesting it. What's that nonsense? I'm manifesting it. Think about that thing that you want. Have you thought about this? Now write it down. So you say it every morning 5 times, like prescription. Morning 5 times, afternoon 2 times, three times in the night. Also 4 times in the night. Miracle don't go. I'm manifesting it. Say, the thing you desire also desires you. Say, breathe in. Say, I am gorgeous. I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful. I'm phenomenal. You are Cinderella. Ask that same person that is manifesting nonsense to come and pray. Pray about it. Prayer is easier. Amen. That 5 times, 3 times, 2 times, you don't need to do that. Just pray. They went to them with an hour of prayer. Say, I love to pray. Any church, even if it's this one, that you attend, that does not inspire you to pray more, it's not the right place. Prayer is fundamental to Christianity. They went to the temple with the hour of prayer. They said, hey, pastor, my own is not like I don't like prayer. My own is that prayer, must it be long? I like my prayer short. But you like big things. but you like prayer short. If they ask you to choose between if you're a pastor and they ask you to, I expect your pastors to pray. You lead a fellowship or something. They ask you to choose between 10 congregants and 1,000 congregants. What will you choose? Eh? Ah, you're not choosing it. Let me come here. Eh? You want 1,000? But when it comes to prayer, you don't want short prayer. No. 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 You like big miracles, but short prayer. I've told you there is nothing you do for long that does not influence your life. Even when people smoke, they say, how long? The doctor will ask, how long have you been smoking? It's not issue, it's not you smoke. How long? Because the length is important. Say, the length of prayer is not important. It's just about praying. Jesus has said, pray always. Say, men ought to pray and not to turn out badly. Luke 18:1. Paul says, praying always. Ephesians 6:18. 4:17. Says, cease not to pray. Do you know what cease not means? Cease not means you don't stop. Hallelujah. Alright, let's go back. We are talking about the right hand of God has power. Say, it has power. Say, it has power. Say, it has power. And we are on the right hand. Okay. So, and a certain man was lame from his mother's womb and was carried daily to the temple, to the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The gate is beautiful, but the man is lame. To ask alms from them that enter the temple, who, when he saw Peter and John, he asked for money. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, he said, look at us. Thank you, Jesus. Peter said, silver and gold I don't have to give to you. But what I have, I'll give you. Say, what I have, I'll give you. Then they say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the right hand and they lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And leaping, imagine someone who has been lame. Imagine someone who has been lame. He's leaping. He's not walking. He's leaping. That takes more energy. Amen. It is limping. That said, the healing is, I remember someone who went to outreach, at a village. So he prayed for the sick and then the man could still not see properly, but could see. So we now asked him, say, why would you pray for someone and, you know, said, he's recovering. Like I said, the Bible says they will recover. I didn't say they will get healed now. They will recover. He's recovering. You know? He was not limping. He was leaping. Leaping up, he stood and walked and he entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, the right hand of God has power. What does it? What other thing does the right hand of God have? He has revelation. In Acts 2, just a chapter behind it, Jesus already told his disciples that come together in one place. Stay together in one place. And you'll be endued with power from on high. He told them in Luke 24:48. And they gathered together in that room. Like I always say, the beautiful thing about it is that if you are not in that room, you don't speak in tongues that day. No matter how much you love Jesus. I love you more than anything. It's not about you love God. He told you where to be. There are things that happen in our private devotions. There are things that will never happen unless we come together. It's the corporate anointing of the Holy Ghost. I love the way Bro Hagin puts it. He said, it's the corporate anointing. There are things that happen in our private lives, but there are things that we will never experience until we are in the gathering. And that's why the writer of Hebrews will say, don't forsake the gathering of saints. Never let anything take you away from where believers are gathered. Never. Is the first trick of the devil. Is the oldest trick in the book. Is the oldest trick in the book. When the devil wants to do something, the first thing is to isolate the person. I'm going to make this one stay low. You see it in predators. Lions do it. A lion does not attack the entire head of cow or zebra. He waits for one to say, amen. As that one says, I am mountain of fire. When you're burning, oh mountain of fire, oh Lord. The new creation. But you are leaving the church. Then the lion pounces. Have you ever seen those documentaries? Just the lion running straight. And there are other ones around him. You know, when I was younger, I always feel like, why are you for this one? See this one? The lion has his eyes on him. That's one that left everybody. That's the oldest trick. So Jesus told them, come together. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Come together. Sometimes it's the last thing on your mind. Come together. There is safety there. So come together. So they gather together on the day of Pentecost. Bible says, and as they were praying. See, there are things we will never see unless we pray more. Everybody loves the book of Acts. We love the miracles. We love the show of power, the way God dealt with them. But ask us to pray the way they prayed. There was someone that was calling me out one time. He said, that church, they pray too much. Hey, this one is not, it's just prayer, 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 prayer. What should we be doing? Dancing. Oh yeah, come. Play kini for them now. Asake. You think I don't know people? I know. Play. Maybe that's what we should come to camp meetings to do. Oh yeah, hey. Go Jesus, go. They gathered and they were praying. No wonder they saw what they saw. No wonder they spoke the way they spoke. No wonder they did things like people on the right hand of God. They were praying. Bible said, and as they were praying, the room was filled. Acts 2. Are you there? And suddenly there came, verse 2, from a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They began to speak with tongues. And people said, these ones are drunk. Oh. Then Peter said, how can someone be drunk at 9 o'clock? This is not wine. This is new wine. Amen?
Amen.
But observe what he said. I love this part. In verse 30, I'll start from verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet, he's talking about David, and knowing that God has sworn an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. What is the throne again? On the reign. Thank you. He, seeing this, therefore spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that the soul was not left in hell. We look at that in the morning. Psalm 16, Abby. Alright. Lions falling upon you in pleasant places, something like that. Huh? Okay. That the soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Can we verse 32 and 33 together? As God raised up. Wait. That raised up, is that the coming of Jesus? Eh? That he told his disciples that you will see me coming. Eh? Alright, good. This Jesus, as God raised up, where are we all witnessed? Verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth the things that you now what? See. So the power of God makes us see and hear. He said, seated at the right hand of God, he's now doing the things you are seeing. He's now doing the things you are hearing. So, God's right hand affords us power gifts. What are power gifts? Power gifts are healing, the working of miracles, and the gift of faith. I perceive tonight that there are a lot of us who are going to receive for others.
Amen.
I mean, there are people who are not here that you are going to be a channel. I perceive it strongly. You know the one that is strong on me? I see a lot of salvation in families. You've desired it for long. That can't this man be saved? I see it happening now. You believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know that loved one you want saved. You want them saved?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There you go. There you go. We see it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He has shed forth that which you now see and hear. The right hand of God. The right hand of God. So, by the right hand of God, we can see things supernaturally. Even though it was their onlookers that saw, but we can see. That means there are things to see tonight. You know, there's this false thinking that visions is for false prophets. You know, there's something in your mind that every time someone says he saw vision, you just think it's what is today? No, it's not. You don't know.
It's for me.
You know, you can see things supernaturally. You can know things supernaturally. As a younger boy, maybe when I'm 90, I'll start saying, when I was in my middle age. Well, I'm a young boy now. Amen. Very young, about 14. You know, I used to feel like, and then I'll rush back from church. I'm talking as far back as 2001, 2002. And Baba Adeboye used to do this program on BCOS, Broadcasting Corporation of Oyo State, every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Then later, at 2005, it was changed to 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. for you to know how much I watched it. So what I did is that I'll run back from church. Our house is about 15 minutes from church, 10 minutes if I run, 15 to 18 minutes if I walk. And I'll come back from church to watch the program for 1 hour, then go back to church. And I was consistent with it for about 5 to 6 years. Only when I went to boarding house for a while. So. Well, I think I started watching the program 2001. And every time, Baba would talk, and before he says, sit down. Matthew chapter 12. Thank you, Father. I said, what happened? How can someone just start preaching now? He's thanking the Father. My daddy said there's someone here. And as he finishes that, then he goes again. Today I want to talk about righteousness. Then the next thing he hears is, thank you, Father. And I always wonder, is God talking to him? He is. Amen. He's talking to me too now. So when I started ministering, I said, oh, it's for all of us. He said, I will send my spirit upon your sons and daughters. They will prophesy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is to speak by the inspiration of God. Something you didn't know before. Something you did not rehearse. Something you didn't have an inkling about it. And God is telling you so that you can bless another person. You know, tonight we have the gift of the Holy Ghost in abundance. So, we said the right hand of God has power. We said the right hand of God can make us to what? To see and to hear. Say, I can see and I can hear. Also, the right hand of God has got some joy. Really? Really?
Yes,
sir. Psalm 118. Hallelujah. Some people don't know. You don't know this joy. Say, I like everything we have been doing since morning. Is this joy? What happened to the joy?
What happened to the joy? No, you can walk in joy all your life. Oh, you don't know. Oh, you should know. You can walk in joy all your life. No, it's not impossible. It's not. Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer is as though every day just be of good cheer. That means it's possible. The right hand of God has some joy to it. In Psalm 118, verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is the tabernacle of the righteous. Because the right hand of the Lord has done valiantly. Because the right hand of the Lord, you know, remember the right hand of the Lord is not forever. Eh? It's not for Gary. Yeah, why? Eh? The right hand of God is his power. He said, because the right hand of God has done valiantly, Psalm 118 verse 15, because of that you hear the voice of rejoicing and salvation everywhere you see the righteous. Verse 16 says, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has done valiantly. So if there's something God's right hand can do for us, it is to steer joy every morning. It can make you walk in joy. Joy is not happiness. Happiness oftentimes is the response to physical things that are happening around you. So you see a young boy writes jam. Then he put medicine. And he got 95 over 400. He can only do traditional medicine with that one. That's it. Which kind of medicine are you talking about? Juju? You know? And he's sad, rightfully. But you know, he can be unhappy and joyful. You know, things can happen. And then you just, there's just something inside you that, you're just looking at everything and you know that it's not hopeless. There's no hopeless situation with God. Everything you thought that, you, oh, this one has gone down, this one has capsized. I don't know how to go about this one. I love that talk, evangelist talk about this one. Lord gone to you day. Amen. That's how God does his things. Lord gone. Lord gone listic. It's immediate. Like this. Things can change. Like this. Just like this. Amen. Things can change. So the right hand of God brings us joy. Learn to practice it. You know, I held I was privileged to teach at a minister's conference early last year. It was a seminary. And I was teaching on joining the Holy Ghost. And the beautiful part of it for me was that when I saw only an 82-year-old man and he was limping for joy. 82! He had started pastoring before I was born. And he was going, whoo! I said, this is good. Hallelujah. When you're seated at the right hand of God, he said he's far above principalities. So, when the devil thought he has done everything, he said the power of God, right hand of God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'm above.
I'm above.
I'm above.
Ten steps ahead.
Ten steps ahead.
Ten steps ahead.
You don't believe it?
I believe it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Ten steps ahead.
You know, the devil thought he has created a trap. No, you know, this is the final destination for this guy. That's okay. That's okay. I've gone. I'm ahead. The Spirit of God is my advantage. The Spirit of God puts me over the line. Now you know why I always laugh. You know, the time in this particular church, what I saw was so dreadful. That was 2019. It was so dreadful. 2019, yeah. I said, how are we going to do this? There were a lot of persecution here and there. You know, because some of you are not close to the pastor, you might not even know anything. I just said, what's all this for? I'm ahead now. You know, at first I was like, God showed me this for a purpose. So I prayed about it. Then I forgot about it. Then it came back about 2 weeks later. I said, this is too important. You know, normally when I just pray about something, I forget about it. That's it. It's coming again. Tell me it must be strong. I just started laughing. The church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gate of hell did not prevail. The church. Forever, the power of God forever. The glory of God forever. The Spirit of God forever. Revelation forever. Tongues forever. Tongues forever. Tongues forever. Healing forever. We don't start and stop. We don't start and stop. The power of God is working. You know, when it happens, like, the situation has, it has its gridlock. The power of God is working. When I'm sleeping, it's working. When I'm awake, it's working. I will never have my back against the wall. I will never be helpless. I will never be confused. The Spirit of God is my advantage. So we said the right hand of God has these things. Let's put it to use. Amen?
Amen.
What I say? Let's just do some, let's just show our color. Hallelujah.
Yes,
eh?
Yes,
eh? If you insist. Glory. Hallelujah. I told you yesterday, the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Wait. It means, if you are not walking in joy, you are walking in the flesh. There is no in between.
It does not make you spiritually mature. It just
glory. What's glory?
When you're not Batman.
Glory.
When you are rejoicing, you don't lift your hands. It's leg work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I can't see why we are just shouting. Ah, wait. Okay, forget everything we have taught since yesterday. Just the fact that the Spirit of God dwells in your heart. That one is enough now. Is it not? That's an eternal advantage. Amen? It's an eternal advantage. Ah. And you go back home. And you know. You know people now. You say, I don't know how to laugh. But if they send you a laugh, you will laugh. You jump. Is that not carnality? That means you can see money, but you cannot see spirit. I see where Jare. Now I can see where. Go. Peter says, your joy is faith. He said, having seen it not, yet you believe and rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. He says, your joy is faith. If you joy more, you will see more of God. Oh, thank you, my brother. I said, yes, sir. He knows what I'm talking about. You know, there are times that something happens and it appears like there's nothing. Like, what can I do? What can I do? I have a mirror. I go in front of it and just laugh. If you ask me, what am I laughing for? Wait. Something like, this is over charismatism. Don't worry. Stay with your own under charismatism. Joy is serious business, so. 2017, listen. 2017, I had someone who had a heart problem. A very close person. Had a heart problem too. One of my friends growing up. And he called me to pray. That was about 6 years ago now. I told him, I said, okay, we're going to meet to pray. So he was going to travel from Ibadan to come to Lagos so that we could pray together. And the morning where he was going to leave, God told me that there's no need for him to come. That even if he comes here, he's just to come and laugh. I said, laugh. Sincerely, to be sincere, I was ready to pray. This is someone who was close to me. I was ready to fight tooth and nails. But God said, if he comes, he's coming to laugh. I said, coming to Lagos to come and laugh from the ladder. I said, let him laugh there, John. So I told him, I said, do you know how to laugh? You know, very strange question. So he said, emoji. It's an emoji. Laugh. Laugh is about that should snap the test result. You know, sometimes people really don't understand. I'm the one that went to medical school, not you. That should snap the medical report, all the tests, the angiographs. I said the power of God does not need that one. It does not need tests. And does not have side effects. It just does its things and go. That's how powerful God will be so. He does not need a diagnosis. So what's the diagnosis? Is this it? Is this that? So I told him, do you know how to laugh? He said, should I send? I said, no, don't send anything. Just laugh. So he sent me an emoji of laughter and WhatsApp. I said, no. I said, you will sit down and think about that health condition and laugh at it. I tell you, he's without that health condition today. It is gone. He went to do the test. There is nothing there. I didn't lay hands. I didn't even say a word of prayer. Just laugh. That's what I just said. Instructions are different many times. But you just learn to do it. It's free medicine. Amen.
Yes.
Free victory. Awoof. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight.
Tonight.
We see the Holy Ghost walking.
I see the Holy Ghost walking.
No, say we. Is that clear? Tonight.
Tonight.
We see the Holy Ghost walking.
We see the Holy Ghost.
Together.
Together.
As a church, we give expression to the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, there is nothing you can do now. Holy Spirit, talk to us. Show us things. Tonight, there's revelation. Tonight, there is direction. Tonight, we forbid confusion. Tonight, there are visions and revelations. Tonight, there are healings. Tonight, there are instructions. Prophecy by the Spirit of God. Go ahead and walk. Now, what we're going to do is that, four, as we are there, direct. No, just like a small club. Amen. Four, we will yield to the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Are you ready?